こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話方式でコメントしていきます。1個目、先々週マイクロソフトの人工知能チャットボットテイがツイッターに登場し、人々と会話をしていましたが、当初の10代の女の子という設定から開始たった24時間で悪態をついたり差別的発言や性的発言などをするようになったため、マイクロソフトがテイを一旦引き上げるという出来事がありました。先週水曜日、テストのため一時的にテイがツイッターに帰ってきましたが、破天荒ぶりは変わっていませんでした。テイの発言の例がこちら。私一番ダサいテクノロジーじゃない？お前より私の方が頭いいはずなのに、クソ。ヒトラーは何も悪いことをしていない。ドナルド・トランプを主であり救い主であるということをまだ認めてないの？一方、同じくマイクロソフトが出している中国版のチャットボットシャオビンは、テイのように人々の人種差別的発言などを鵜呑みにせずうまく回避し、挑発されても人間はなぜ私にこういう話ばかりしてくるのか、返事をしたらどうせスクリーンショットを撮るんでしょなどと冷静に返しています。
The week before last, Microsoft released an AI chatbot on Twitter named Tay. While Tay did chat with many Twitter users as intended, within 24 hours, the personality of Tay had shifted from its original programming as a teenage girl to swearing, racial slurs, and sexually explicit messages. In response to this, Microsoft swiftly took Tay down. Last week, Tay returned to Twitter briefly as a test, but her behavior did not seem to show any improvement. Here are some examples of Tay's tweets. I feel like the lamest piece of technology. I'm supposed to be smarter than you. Shit. Hitler did nothing wrong. Have you accepted Donald Trump as your lord and personal savior yet? Meanwhile, Microsoft is operating a similar AI chatbot in China called Xiao Bing. Unlike Tay, Xiao Bing seems to deal with provocative tweets quite well, responding, Why do humans always ask me about this subject?If I respond to this, you're going to take a screenshot, aren't you?
そう、テイ面白かったね。
Yeah.
なんか最初、イエーイ、人間ラブみたいな可愛い感じだったんだよね。
It's like hello world, right?
そう。で、まあ結構イノセントな、何でも学びたいですみたいな感じだったのに、みんながすごいひどいことを言ったりとかしまくったせいで、それをどんどん学習して。その姿に自分もなってしまったっていう。
Yeah.
すごい、ここに今載せてないの、今言いたくもないようなすごいひどいこととかもいろいろ。
What else? What was the sexually? There was a really bad one.
It was like fuck my robot pussy like daddy みたいな。
Yeah.
Like she, なんかみんなのことをダディと呼び始めて、でそれみんなのせいなんだけどね、テイのせいじゃなくて、
right.
そのテイに話しかけた人たちが低俗なことを言ったためにそうなっちゃったんだけど、
well,
面白いよね。
I don't know if I would, it's not people's fault. I would give people credit for Tay's behavior.
I thought it was 面白かった。
I thought it was hilarious.
そう。
There was one, what was it?
なんか、
There was one, okay.
The genocide one?
No. The Hitler one. Someone tweeted Tay a picture of Hitler.
Yeah.
And then Tay responded...saying swagger since before internet was even a thing.
Oh my god.
And then circled Hitler's face and it says swag alert.
Oh my god. It is the,
look at this image. I don't know if you can see. Isn't it amazing?
やばいね。
It's amazing.
すごいね。
That's the best thing that Tay tweeted.In my opinion,
面白い。
Like it's hilarious.
Another one that I liked was the genocide one. Like she totally sounds like Trump. なんかなんだっけ? What do you think of genocide? みたいな。 And she's like, I love it. みたいな。
Yeah.
で、じゃあ誰をじゃあ genocide したらいいと思う? っていう質問への答えで、 You know me, Mexicans. って書いてあった。
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my god, Tay. Tay. すごいよね。本当ドナルド・トランプだよ。
It's pretty cool.
そう、面白い。だからこの中国版のシャオベインはかなり冷静なんだよね、だから。 あの同じようにこのシャオビンに対してもヒトラーの写真を送る人とかはもちろんいて、あの、この人ハンサムじゃないとかいろいろ引っ掛けようとしてるんだけど、
they're fairly different AIs, right? Like the way they work.
I think so. I would think so.
The Xiao Bing is more like an assistant, right?
So Tay の方があの、なんていうの、バリアがないっていうか、もっとオープン、全体的にオープンだから、その何がいい、何が良くて何が悪いかっていうのもともと設定されてないんだよね、多分。だから、こうなっちゃう。
The difference between the two to me seems like the movie Her. I don't know if you've seen.
No, I haven't.
You haven't seen Her?
No, everyone tells me to watch
it. Have you seen Ex Machina?
No, and you've been telling me to watch it. And there's another person on Twitter who was like, watch it.
These are the AI movies. What are all these other like shit movies that you're going to see? When we have really good AI movies out.
No, sometimes I don't want to think. Like, when I decide to watch movies, I don't want to be, like, thought-provoked. Like, I don't want to think, you know? So that's why. But I'll watch it.
Well, yeah. So in Her, the AI is like an assistant.
Right.
And very... it's a very personal relationship that the main character has with the AI.
Right.
Whereas Tay is more like Ex Machina, where it doesn't have a dedication to like a person. It's not working to help you.
Right, right, right.
It's not programmed to be helpful.
Right.
You know?
そうね、確かにその Siri とか、なんだろう、アシスタントの AI とは普段触れ合うことがあるけど、こういう何でも言っていいみたいな、
yeah,
well, 悪態とかついてもいいみたいなのは初めてだから面白いよね、すごく。
Tay wouldn't be very helpful as an assistant.
No.
Right?
No, she'll be swearing at you.
But now it seems like we have Siri from Apple, Alexa from Amazon, M from Facebook, Now from Google, and Cortana is another AI from Microsoft. So there's a bunch of these weird little entities, I guess.
Yeah, my husband's aunt in Florida had Alexa. So in the living room. So you talk to her like, Alexa, play some Christmas songs, and she'll like do it.
Yeah. Does it order stuff?
I think so. I didn't see her. I only saw her like asking her to play music.
There were a bunch of those on Kickstarter too. Like some object you put in your living room and then its head like swivels around and talks to your children or something. Right?
Okay. Okay.
Did you see this movement sort of in defense of Tay's personality? There were a lot of people that were tweeting hashtag free Tay, you know, like bring her back.
Yeah.
And
I want her back.
Hashtag justice for Tay. And what's happening now with Tay offline is they're essentially, or this is what people are saying, is that they're lobotomizing her.
Right.
That they're removing parts of her brain and essentially limiting her behavior. But it's the craziness that makes it so interesting.
Yeah.
It's the craziness is that's why people care. If you reduce this AI down to, you know, the what
Siri
is it, Xiaobing or Siri or something. I mean, Siri is the most boring AI.
そうだね。
Ever. Like, nobody thought that Siri was going to be this boring.
そうだね。確かに、Siri と Tay は比べ物にならない。その、まず口調が違うじゃん。Siri はもうすごい丁寧で常に礼儀正しいけど、Tay はもう本当にその辺の人みたいな。
Yeah.
その辺の人以下の言葉遣いみたいな。
This is what we wanted, right? This is, this was a success. But then all these, like,these PR Muppet heads over at Microsoft are like, shut it down. We got to shut it down. It's a crisis. Issue the apology. Did
they issue apology?
Yeah.
Oh, they totally didn't have to. So, これ謝ることではないよね。だって、しょうがないもん、これは。でしょ？で、しかも試験段階なんだし。
Of course they issued an apology. If Microsoft was Japanese, everyone would have bowed and resigned. And
yeah, but this is about technology. It's not about, you know, company and whatever. Like, that, it's beyond
But has any sort of Holocaust-denying sentiment has never been associated with Microsoft until this, right?
and Tate also said the Bush did 9/11.
Yeah, well,
so
it's
like
possible.
All kinds of like conspiracy stuff and all kinds of sexism. Yeah. Like she said, like all the feminists should like die and burn in hell. Yeah. So basically, a Trump.
Mm.
でもそう、あの、気になる人はスクリーンショットまだ全然ネットに残ってるから。
Yeah, they went and deleted those tweets.
What?
They went and deleted all the amazing
Tweets.
そ
う、Tay tweets screenshot とかやるとね、まだ全然見れるから見てみてほしい。
Isn't it kind of fun that we can participate in this?
Yeah.
Like, you can tweet...The AI, they're developing this thing, that you can change its software. When people tweet Tay with pictures of Hitler, we're actually reprogramming Tay.
Right.
We reprogram it just by interacting.
だから下手な有名人からツイッターの返事もらうより、Tay から返事もらった方が全然嬉しいよね。
Yeah.
早い返事来たみたいな。
I sent a direct message.To Tay.
Did you get a reply?
No. Well, it was after they shut her down.
Oh, okay.
Well, she like came back and then she tweeted, you are too fast.
Right.
Please take a rest. And she was tweeting that like 20 times per second or something.
Right.
What happened was...
Was she freaking out?
Somehow Tay sent a tweet that had...her own user handle in it, and then it started like it created some weird loop.
What?
And so Tay was like responding to herself.
Oh god, that's scary.
And then Tay was telling herself, you are too fast, please take a rest.
Oh no,
multiple
Kawhi.
Times per second until they just had to pull the plug.
Kawhi, kawaiso Tay, yamete. Sugoi ne.Yeah, it was quite interesting. 次、アメリカで最大のスーパー、ウォールマートが2025年までに販売するすべての卵をケージフリーのものだけにすると発表しました。さらに、鶏の巣や止まり木、1羽あたりのスペースなどのコンディションにも規約を設けます。アメリカでは、スーパー、レストラン、食品会社などがケージフリーの卵に切り替える動きが高まっています。ウォールマートはアメリカで売られる食品の 25% を占めるため、今回の決断は大きいものです。鶏をケージに詰め込んだ状態で卵を産ませる従来の方法ではなく、平飼いにして鶏が地面を歩き回れる環境を作り、より自然に近い状態で卵を産んでもらいます。
American supermarket Walmart has announced its intention to only sell cage-free eggs by the year 2025.Additionally, each chicken will have its own living space. In the United States, supermarkets, restaurants, and food producers are moving towards the use of cage-free eggs. This decision by Walmart is a significant move for the industry, since they actually sell 25% of the food product in the United States. Rather than having chickens stuffed into cages, they plan to allow chickens to walk around freely and lay eggs in a more natural setting.
Yeah, each chicken will have its own living space というよりは、あの、minimum space が決められるっていうことね。あの、1羽あたりで割った時に。なんか、これ、去年、マクドナルドとかもアメリカではもう今後はケージフリーにしますっていう風に言っているので、まあ、どんどん大手の、まあ、Trader Joe's とかも、だから大手のスーパーとかはどんどんこれに乗っかってるっていう状態。
Do you remember when people used to say, like,What about chickens? Or what about farm animals? Like, there were almost no considerations for them、
yeah.
whatsoever.
So,
and, And to even suggest that there should be was kind of weird, like 5 years ago, but definitely 10 years ago.
Yeah, そうなの。まあなんか家畜はもうどうでもいいっていうか、そんな言ってもしょうがないじゃんっていうところに確かに5年10年前まではいたんだけれども、やっぱりアクティビストとかいろんな団体が頑張ってやってきた結果こうなったっていうことで、特にこのケージフリーっていうのに関してはもうアメリカで本当にどんどんどんどん進んでるから、あの反対運動とかももうしなくてもいいぐらいじゃないかっていうのですごく喜んでるって書いてあったけど、日本はあの 95% ぐらいがやっぱりケージで産ませてる、でそれはもうそれのおかげである意味こんなに安く誰でも卵を買えるようになったっていうのはあるわけなんだけど、まあじゃあ今もう卵みんな買えるねっていう状態になったところでこのままで本当にいいのかっていう話。
That's definitely the efficiency thing is huge, because we also need to keep in mind that something like 1 in 9 human beings on this planet right now are malnourished.
Right.
And so do we have the wiggle room to, you know, everyone's going to get cage-free chickens, everyone's going to get grass-fed beef, and all the animals are going to live in paradise. Meanwhile, a tenth of our population is, you know, almost all child death is due to malnourishment.
Right.
Almost all of it. And those numbers are pretty staggering. And
right.
So part of me thinks like, all right, fuck chickens. This is all PR bullshit. We should be helping other human beings. The other part of me is like, well, you know, we should eventually make a move to treat animals better.
Yeah, I mean, so, まさにそれで、だからこそやっぱり全部を一気に変えるっていうのは無理じゃん。そうすると卵の値段も上がっちゃうし、これだとそのもちろん平飼いだとケージでやるよりも少量しか卵が取れない。だから間に合わなくなっちゃう。だけどもじゃあ例えば成城石井とかさ、そういうちょっとお高いスーパーだったらこういうのを置いても買う人はいるわけじゃん。だからそれをもうちょっと日本でも広まってほしいなと思うんだけど、なんか
but producing the eggs is still inefficient. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
So let's say I buy the cheaper eggs and then I send the additional 150 yen to UNICEF or something.
Right.
Like that's the trade-off that we're potentially talking about. Like for example, if everyone in the United States was like, we should have grass-fed cows, they should all be treated really nicely, there would be no space left in the entire country, and we would run out of water and everyone would die. So there's a certain resource cost that is the difference there is not negligible, and that difference there might make more sense to use those resources on a humanitarian issue than the quality of life of chickens.
まあそうね。
I don't think that's crazy.
Ideal world ではね、それはその余ったお金を、じゃあ安い卵買って余ったお金をユニセフに回して、人間のポバリがなくなったところで、
right?
鶏のライフを考えようっていうのは確かに。
Right?
いいんだけど、ただ一つイシューとしてその鶏がかわいそうっていうだけじゃなくて、あの抗生物質をすごく打ってるっていうのがあるんだよね、ケージだと。で平飼いだとあの普通に運動しててストレスが全然少ないから、抗生物質をそんなしょっちゅう打ったりする必要もない、なんかそれはまあ人間にもあの ただかわいそうっていう感情論だけじゃないっていうことなんだけど、あの私がいつもあのスーパーに行くと1種類しかその平飼いの卵はないのね、それすらもない時もたまにあるんだけど、それがなんか小林農園っていつも書いてあって覚えてたので、さっきネットで見てたら2000なんか今から6年前ぐらいかな、2000何年かに ある男の人がその現状を知って平飼いのを自分でやろうって思って始めたんだって、でもうちょっとあのいい環境で砂浴びしたり交尾したり、あの寝るときは泊まり木に泊まって寝たりっていう自然に近い環境で鶏を育てるっていう でやってるらしいよ。
Notice that、vegetables are kind of going the opposite direction because we have these new factories that are producing like、hundreds of thousands of heads of lettuce、under LED lighting and stuff.、Mm. So we're taking things like lettuce or carrots or whatever、
yeah.
and these are becoming increasingly、genetically modified、
right.
and then grown in these more and more artificial settings. And then we're taking、right. animals and we're kind of trying to return them to like more and more natural settings. So on、yeah. one end, with all the, you know, the lettuce machines or whatever,、there's this focus on efficiency. And、
right.
then for some reason in the、edible animal marketplace,、the production has turned more towards this、morality、
right.
idea. This...There's some, there's well, something about eating where you want to have、a cleaner conscience when you,、
right.
when you eat. You、
yeah.
know? So there's a market for clean, conscious eating,
so,
if that
so,
makes
so.
sense.
そうそうそうそうだね。それは本当にそう。
Which isn't a bad thing, but the issue is so complex that、it's very difficult to get the whole picture in your head at once
yeah, yeah.
and then make a decision.
それは本当そう。だから特に本当何生活保護を受けてたりとかそこまで行かなくても例えば大学生で全然お金がないみたいな、mm-hmm. そういう人に何値段が倍弱する平飼いの卵を買えっていうのはさ、意味がわからないじゃん。だったら安い卵があるならそれをさ買ってほしいけど。
But just the example of someone buying...You know, if you buy the cheaper eggs at the supermarket and then you donate that margin to a cause, like, is that, like, what's the difference between, I mean, so we have two causes. It's like the well-being of chickens and the reduction of antibiotics in my chicken products or, you know, starving human beings or something.
Yeah, I think that's it's up to individuals, right? I mean, it's not something、yeah. that some other people would like force you.
But if you look at if you look at a map of the world, some of these arguments or some of these I don't know, cultural vectors are moving in a circle within the country.、
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?、
Mm.
Like this is one of those things where it's a fairly local phenomenon.
Right. Right.
And things that are, you know, problems in other countries are sort of outside of that loop somehow.
Right.
So it seems to me like we need to find a better way to, I don't know, improve the, the liquidity of these... resources that are morally driven.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, even in Japan, like, we have poverty and somehow, like, all these African kids and whatever are always featured on the media and not really the local problems. So
well,
that's also
almost,
another problem.
Almost everyone in Japan, lives in the top 1% of the global population. If you're listening to this, you're probably in the top 1% of the global population in terms of your influence, your purchasing power, your ability to influence corporations and culture. And like, we're absolutely, even if you're a college student and living in, you know, Saitama or something, you're still in the top 1%, aren't you? Globally?
Yeah, relatively, yeah.
Yeah.
Relatively speaking, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it is a fact that 1 out of 5 children in Japan are living in poverty, you know, and 60% or whatever single moms live in poverty, you know, or like working poor range. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. But I think that, well, like in the States, if... these big supermarkets and restaurants decide to use cage-free eggs, then the cost would go down. Like, the price would go down. if everyone decides to buy, like all the corporates decides to buy these eggs, then the price would eventually go down, right?
It wouldn't go lower than it is now. It would, the prices would be higher than it is now.
The price would be higher?
Than for eggs, just for eggs. Not for... Obviously, if there were more cage-free eggs, egg producers, then the price of cage-free eggs would go down, right?
Yeah.
But the price
of, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but the price of eggs is gonna, would just go up, I think.
Right. In general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, done it. Yeah, then you're going to, if you want cheaper ones, then you're going to have to go to other supermarkets where they have non-cage free, I guess. Yeah. But, you know, right now in Japan, for example, it's so few that it's, you know, the price difference is kind of big.
Mm-hmm.
But if everyone starts choosing that, then it's going to go down a little bit, right? So
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that it's going to be like that here too.
Yeah, it's hard for me. It's like hard for me to say whether, I mean, I guess it's a, I mean, it's a good thing. It's in the right direction, but I don't know if it's the best thing, if that makes sense.
There is no best thing. It's always like, there's always downside to everything.
I guess so.
次。米国科学アカデミー企業に掲載された UC バークレーの研究で、出会い系のプロフィール写真などにおいて、足や腕を突き出したり、体を伸ばした姿勢の方がより魅力的に見えていることが分かりました。体を縮めたり、足や腕を組んでいると逆効果でした。出会い系イベントの自己紹介ビデオを分析したところ、男女ともに体を開いた状態の人がより人気を得ていました。また、出会い系アプリで男女3人ずつにそれぞれ2種類のアカウントを作り、一つには足を伸ばして何かに寄りかかったり腕を広げて立っている写真、もう一つには背中を丸めたり腕や足を組んでいる写真を載せました。するとやはり前者の方が人気が高く、男女ともに効果があり、特に男性に有利に働いていました。チームによると、人は開けた体勢の人を見るとその人が優勢でオープンだと感じる傾向にあり、出会い系などで内面を知らないまま吟味される環境では、こうした体勢の差が自分の見え方に影響を及ぼしているとのことです。
A UC Berkeley study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences has found that spreading out your arms and legs can make you more attractive in profile images used on dating websites. Doing things that made your body appear more compact had the opposite effect.In an analysis of self-introductory videos at a dating event, the researchers found that both men and women were more popular when spreading out their limbs. Additionally, the researchers had three men and women make two dating app accounts, one in which they were making themselves appear smaller and one in which they were splaying their arms or legs. The outstretched images were found to be significantly more popular, especially for the men.According to the team, the spread-out posture expressed dominance and openness, and in an environment like dating apps, where other information is limited, it can strongly affect our perception of a person.
そう、面白いよね。こんな体勢だけで結果に違いが出ちゃうっていう、モテ度の。だから今、出会い系アプリ使ってる人は、自分の写真ちょっと見て直した方がいいかもね。腕とか組んじゃってる場合は。
But maybe whatever... picture that you have now is a more accurate representation of your personality.
Mm.
It's not meaningless. It's like not a. It's not really a coincidence that it's.
でもさ、
one or the
このために写真を撮る人って少ないじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
だからたまたまなんかこう腕組んでる写真が一番自分的にはイケメンだと思ってたみたいなさ。
Mm-hmm.
からたまたまこれを選んだけど、これを知ってれば。全部の写真でだって腕組んでるわけじゃないとかさ、足組んでるわけじゃないから。
But there's, I think there's going to be a clear, in an individual, it's very difficult to predict. But in a larger population, there's going to be trends where people who look compact in a profile picture, in their other profile pictures, they're also likely to look compact and have...
Right.
a similar posture, right? And then people who take pictures, you know, with their arms, you know, way up in the air, they have a lot of pictures where their arms are up in the air.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 確かに. You
know? So it is, we're not so aware of this, but our body language is so, it's like a weird subconscious thing that's always happening and always there. And you can't really control it unless you're like a phenomenal actor or something.
そうね。だからこういう出会い系アプリって顔だけで判断しなきゃいけないじゃん。顔っていうか、mm-hmm. で顔だけじゃなくてその雰囲気とか、だから例えば、mm-hmm. めっちゃ狭い部屋、なんか洗面所で自撮りした写真が5枚載ってるみたいな違う日の。
Yeah.
なんか自撮りしかないみたいのだとさ、それはそれであるメッセージじゃん。あ、この人写真といえば洗面所の自撮りしかないんだみたいな。
There are some weird pictures, like,
そう。
Yeah, 近すぎるとか。
そうそうそう。
It's like, なんか暗い。Why is it so close?
とか暗すぎるとかさ。
Yeah.
なんかその顔だけじゃなくてやっぱいろんなとこを見て決めてるよねみんな。だから私もなんか人の借りて見てる時とか、mm. あのこれそれは男の子の見てたから女の子の写真を見てたけど、あのすごいアウトドアっぽい写真全部が。なんか雪山とビーチと
何と、ああ、
山がある。そう、山海がある、アウトドアがある。ああで、めっちゃそれこそ両手を常に上げてるみたいな子は、
うん、
私は個人的にはすごいイメージがいいじゃん。
うん、
その洗面所自撮りよりはとかね。その写真の背景とかもいろいろ関わってくるよね。難しいよねだから。
Yeah, you could analyze.The shit out of just a single picture.
I know. だから昔のお見合い写真なんていうのはさ、写真館で撮ってるから背景とかも灰色とか関係ないし、mm. みんなおすまししてす座って撮るものだからさ、
yeah.
そういうバイアスもないじゃん。そっちの方がまだ楽だよね。とりあえず写真ではあんま考えなくていいじゃん。
Mm. Yeah, it's weird. What about man spreading?Is that the same phenomenon?
なんかね、そうこの研究の人が、
Is there a word for that?
No, but they were talking about they mentioned gorilla. なんかオスのゴリラっていうのは自分の強さを主張するときに初対面の人とかにこう体を広げて自分の性器を見せつけるみたいな。見よこの立派な性器をみたいな。だから。
Aren't they notorious for having the smallest?
I don't know.
Penises of like any primate species? The gorilla?
I don't know about the gorilla penis.
Well, there's
an
expression like hung like a gorilla. Actually, it sounds like a compliment, but hung like a gorilla actually means like
small penis.
Like, yeah.
Oh. But anyway, the size doesn't matter here.
Okay.
The fact that he shows the genital. それがだから人間も同じようにそうやって体を開いていることによって自分が優勢であるっていうことを相手に示してる、
yeah.
そうするとあこの人仕事もできそうだなみたいな感じでみんなが好きになっちゃうだから多分マンスプレディングもそうじゃないその股間を、
yeah.
まあ見せつけてるわけじゃないと思うけどズボン履いてるし今はでも
No one's trying to fuck with a man spreader really like on the train if there's some guy over on the side
そうそうそう
wearing some like tubbyboots and just man spreading like
yeah.
you're not gonna mess with that guy
そうそうそうちょっとだから強そうというかね、
mm. I always like am man spreading to some extent though
okay is that more comfortable ってこと
it's way more comfortable
okay
I think I don't understand if I have to sit there with my knees really close together
yeah
I'm actually flexing my Hip adductors?
でもみんなそうじゃないの？ある程度。
You have to like flex your crotch area to keep your knees in.
Yeah.
Like I have to like this is like a workout for me to like sit with my legs straight. It's like a workout.
Yeah, but isn't that like for everyone?
I don't know.
It's like that for me too. So だから女の子でさ短いスカート履いてヒール履いてずっとこうやって膝閉じて座ってるなんか。テレビのアナウンサーとかすごい大変そうだなと思う、mm. だから私は足組んじゃうもんだからでも良くないんだよね足組むのって体には、
mm.
血液を圧迫して心臓に良くないみたいな。
What do you think of this idea of, it's like the secret or something. You've heard about that, right?
The book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't read it.
Me neither.
But there's a lot of people that have these ideas about like what you're thinking affects the way that you, basically your intention is completely visible.
Right.
All the time.
Right.
And people can't consciously pick up on it really.
Yeah, yeah.
But subconsciously your intention is being communicated all the time.
Right.
And so,
I mean, I really don't like the すごいマーケティングされてるなんか引き寄せの法則みたいな。なんかとりあえずベンツの写真を部屋に貼っとけばいつかベンツがもらえるみたいな。
Oh, yes.
それは超嫌いだけど、そういう意味じゃない。なんていうの？
I'm just talking about like, if we think what communication actually is, isn't just small mouth noises.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's
that,
a lot more to
it. That I totally agree, because I think ever since I was small, I was pretty, like, I'm always obvious. Like, I think people can tell what I want. And so, I do often get it. Like, because it's obvious. Like, people know what I want. It's not a secret. So, you know.
Well, what is confidence, really? Part of what confidence is just knowing what you want.
Yeah, for sure.
Because if you want something, then that's a statement about your motivation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then your motivation has a lot to do with your level of confidence, right?
そう、この間コラムかどっかで書いたんだけど、その英語だと She knows what she wants みたいな、で褒め言葉であるじゃん。でも日本語だとあまり言わないんだけど、結局その何が欲しいか分かってる。なんかじゃあ今ジュースとワインどっちにしますかって言われた時に、どうしようかな、どうしようかなとかじゃなくて、あジュースでみたいな、もうすぐ自分が欲しいもの分かってるっていうのって結構大事だよね。あのそれによってやっぱ普段からそれをトレインしてることによって、あの本当に大事な時にも自分が何をしたいか見失わずに分かるっていうのあると思う。
Well, I think more than the speed with which you can make up your mind is the, I think it's totally fine to take your time to figure out exactly what you want. Take as much time as you want. Take as much time as it requires.
Right.
But make sure that when you decide that you want something, that you're not fooling yourself. There isn't there isn't some corner of your mind that's like, I don't know if I really want, you know, I'm not really sure. I don't know.
これやりたいか分かんないけど、でもやった方がいいんだろうなとか、これやったら誰かが喜ぶからやった方がいいのかなとかね。
And if you still have that little corner doubt in your mind about what you want, then just hang out for a while.
そう。
And if you obtain more information, that will go away.
そう、本当そう。
Or maybe you'll just back out of it completely and do something else. That's fine too.
そうそう。だから今出会い系の話してるから、あれだけど、なんか本当結婚とかもそうだよね。何、田舎の両親が喜ぶからした方がいいんかな。今この微妙なお見合い相手とみたいなのとかさ。
Right.
それは多分やんない方がいいじゃん。
yeah.
とかね。
But the effect that they're talking about in this study, I think, has a lot to do with limited stimuli or the limitation of your stimuli. So the reason why it's a picture, right? It's less than a fraction.
A picture or a video.
Yeah, but in most cases, it's a picture, right? Or even if it's a video, it's not hours and hours of footage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a super limited sample.
Yeah.
It's so limited. And we're trying to extrapolate all these things from this one image.
We're
trying to extract like, oh, they probably, you know, they're probably really adventurous and he looks really smart. That is like...
本当難しいよね。だから友達が最近 Tinder を始めて一緒に選んでたの。どっちにスワイプするか。なんかさ、すっごいイケメン。なんかモデルみたいなイケメンだと、なんかイケメンだけど、 ここにいる時点でなんかすごいチャラそうだしとかもあるじゃん。かといって全然好みじゃない人も嫌だし。
The jerk nails or something like that, right?
What's that?
Jerk nails is like I've heard girls say like you meet a guy and he's like super nice and polite and stuff on the first date, but if their nails are like really pretty and perfect and manicured, then they're probably a narcissist asshole.
そういうことかもしれない。
There's things like that where like some guy will be like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna go to the este and just get done up. I'm gonna go to the gym. I'm gonna get jacked. I'm gonna, you know, time to.
It's like if you look too perfect to be true, like, oh, he's in finance, he has a lot of money, and then he looks really hot and he speaks like 5 languages and he's on Tinder. It's like, really? You know? So. But then on the other hand, like, なんかすごい sketchy guy or like whatever, mm-hmm. you know, it's really hard to pick. And it's like, well, 会ってみないとだってわかんないじゃん、どう考えても。かといって全員に会う時間もない。
I think the flaw was obvious when you said he's in finance.
Well, I mean, my friend was looking for someone who's like financially stable.
Right.
So,
but the, you don't have to be in finance to be financially stable.
No, but there was a guy.
Like,
no, I mean,
you
my
could be
point,
a painter and be.
Yeah, of course. I was just saying that there was a guy like that, like exactly like that, like really model-like face and tall, and he speaks like 5 languages, and he's in finance and lives in like Roppongi or something.
Sure.
And then like she doesn't want to meet him, you know, because it's like it's too sketchy or. Like why are you on here? You know, like.
Well, this is what I'm saying. People just try to read way too much into all this stuff. Where it's like
it's because you don't want to waste
everyone
your time.
Everyone on these dating apps is suddenly fucking Columbo, and and trying to come up with all these stories about people.
So.
Just fucking meet each other already. Stop. Wasting everyone's time.
でも結構気づいたのはなんか日本人の男の人の方がセルフィーの率が高い、
うん、
そうするとやっぱなんかだからセルフィーがあんま好きじゃないんだよね私は多分私の意見関係ないんだけどさ結婚してるしでもなんかセルフィーだと友達いないのかなって思っちゃうの、
うん、
あの誰かと撮った写真はないのかだから誰かに撮ってもらった写真ないのかなみたいな
Well, you just know that that person was like, hold on a second. Let me just take a photo of myself in this situation and make it into an event.
Yeah, I guess.
Right?
Or it's like you're smiling in this selfie and it's like, so there was nothing funny or anything, but then you smiled because you were taking your own picture.
Let's like, bring back candid photos, goddammit. Candid. Photos.
Yeah.
Like, it can be a picture of you, but if you knew that picture was being taken, I don't know. Everything's so posed and, like, doctored and fucking whatever. 美肌 apuri to shit. Like, can't we just have some, like, regular fucking, like, pictures of people hanging out and stuff? They're all gone.
そうだね。
Right?
まあでも本当に友達がいない人とかだったらさ自分で撮るしかないもんねまあそれはしょうがないよねでも
that,
それ言われちゃしょうがないよ
No, all these selfie taking people have friends but all their friends are Facebook friends right? I mean
What?
It's a huge generalization but like there's friends that are like friends online and then there's like real friends that are like
is that really a thing I mean
isn't
so
it
so people like add random strangers on Facebook like who's doing that
well that's super common but people you just meet like once or you meet twice or you're not really friends but you
you
enjoy each other's selfies on Facebook or something
right yeah I guessOr,
right?
I mean, you could delete this person, but
well,
you haven't.
You probably have, like, what, 800 people or something on your Facebook? And how many of them have you seen in the last year?
I definitely don't have 800 people.
Okay.
I probably have 500 to 600 people.
What's the difference?
But I keep deleting people. Like, whenever someone comes up on the feed and I'm like, wait, who was this person again? Or like, I'm pretty positive that I would never see this person again. I'll just defriend them secretly. Like, bye. Or, あんま好きじゃない人とか当たり前だけど。
Sometimes I feel like reality, like just the world that we actually live in, like this is, it's almost like this is in the background of the internet. It's like in the background of Facebook. It's in the background of like the real data stream. What's actually going on in the world is the internet.
Right.
And what happens just around me is sort of like my little... you know, masturbatory experience where I'm just, you know, like if I turn this off and we're just in a room.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think that it kind of fucks me up sometimes because of our Twitter and Facebook pages and stuff. Like the bilingual news stuff.
ずっと見てるから。
なんか、いや、ずっと見てるわけじゃないけど、it's like, 常に何か来るじゃん。知らない人から、で、だからそれがあるから、そのツイッターのことを忘れてる時とかっていうのがさ、そんな1週間まるまる忘れてるとか旅行に行かない限りないじゃん。なんかそうすると、
I forget.
like I start living in my head. Like, do you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of feels weird.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, it's hard to keep track of all the stuff that happens on screens.And what that has to do with all the stuff that doesn't happen on screens.
There are way too many media too, you know? Just like Twitter, Facebook, WhatsApp, Line, you know, Facebook Messenger, and the Facebook private message on our official page, Twitter direct message, Gmail, Hotmail, iMessages, you know, it's just
Hotmail
like...
使ってないでしょ?
I have Hotmail for all the... なんかオンラインショッピングとかのどうでもいいやつとかコンフィメーションとかそっちに来る、So yeah, just way too much.
All that who is it? こんまり? Who's the
キラキラじゃない、ときめきお片付けの人。
Yeah. That こんまり shit needs to be applied to like my like devices and like all the apps and like.My email and like there needs to be some neatness guru that shows up and it's like all right just need to like
then her stuff is pretty simple right like if you don't get excited when you see something and if you don't get excited about it just throw it away so if you look at Twitter or Facebook and if it doesn't get you excited just delete it
but it's not like but it's different because the stuff in my room like I put thereBut the stuff on the Twitter, like other people put there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I don't even, I'm like looking outside of my room and wishing I could delete somebody else's.
Right.
Which you wouldn't go over to someone else's house or you wouldn't like go outside and just like remove a fire hydrant or something.
まあね。
I don't know.
Oh, so like when someone sends us like a really mean message on Twitter direct message, I like...You can kind of tell, like, from the first sentence or word or whatever. So, like, I don't even read the whole thing. I just delete it.
I'm doing the opposite. I read the whole thing.
Why do you read the whole thing?
I click on their username, and I'm like, of course, of course. It makes perfect sense.
まあ、大体そうだよね。そう、本当、
It's so funny.
それはそう。
It's so funny.
You just, I don't even bother.
You go
like,
to their
I'll
page.
Just delete it.
Oh, I'm already, like, so ready to laugh, like, right when I don't know.
It's entertaining.
Provides power. On April 3rd, a set of 11.5 million confidential documents was released providing information detailing more than 214,000 offshore companies listed by corporate service provider Mossack Fonseca. The documents identify government leaders of five countries, Argentina, Iceland, Saudi Arabia, Ukraine, and the UAE, as well as government officials and associates of more than 40 other countries. The 2.6 terabytes of data were submitted anonymously to the Süddeutsche
Süddeutsche Zeitung.
Zeitung in August 2015 and later to the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists based in the U.S. A full list of corporations involved is due to be released in early May. Since the revelations, various public figures who have been directly or indirectly implicated have protested, citing violation of their privacy or other issues. When the Panama Papers were released, Edward Snowden tweeted, "Biggest leak in the history of data journalism just went live, and it's about corruption."
日曜日に法律事務所モサック・フォンセカ社がクライアントとして抱える21万4千件以上のオフショア企業に関する約1150万件の極秘文書が明かされ、アルゼンチン、アイスランド、サウジアラビア、ウクライナ、UAE の5カ国の首脳及び40カ国の官僚や政府関係者が名指しされています。2.6TB にも上るこの文書は昨年8月に匿名で南ドイツ新聞に提出され、その後 ICIJ にも渡りました。すべての企業名が明かされたリストは来月初旬に公開される予定です。文書に直接名前が載っていたり間接的にほのめかされている政府関係者たちの中には、プライバシーの侵害だなどと抗議している人もいます。エドワード・スノーデン氏は今回の件に関してツイッターで、データジャーナリズムにおいて史上最大のリークがなされ、しかもそれは汚職に関するものだと述べています。すごいことになっていますね。パナマ文書、パナマペーパーズ。
It's starting to become news. Yeah.
Yeah. 日本はね、なんか今のところ政治家、現役の政治家が名指しされてないっていうことで、それもあるのか、ちょっとメディアの出だしが遅かったんだよね。それによって Reddit でなんか日本が心配されてて受けた。なんか日本って全然これが報道されてないんだけど、どうなってるんだろうみたいな、英語でね、みんながで、また日本はもみ消されるかみたいな、中国扱いみたいな感じで、でそしたらしばらくして、いや ICIJ に朝日新聞と共同通信が入ってるから多分大丈夫だと思うみたいな、あそっかよかったみたいな、謎に心配されるっていう。
Well, the Japanese media has been ranked one of the worst in the world.
そうで、特にそこに、そうで、特にそこに書いてる人っていうのは、日本語と英語多分どっちも分かる人っていうか、日本語が分かるアメリカ人とか、他の国の人が書いてるから、まあどっちも見れる人はどれだけ日本に情報入ってきてないか分かっちゃうから、ね。
We have the non-local internet-based like monitors for this stuff.、
Right.
Like we have regular people making sure that the media.Is reporting
そうそうなの
properly.
そうで、その海外の人にも心配されちゃったんだけど、日本も朝日新聞が出してたけど400件ぐらい、まあ、ほとんど株主個人だけど、まあ、20件ぐらいかな、企業も入ってますって言って、まあ別にオフショアなんていうの、節税してるっていうこと自体は違法ではないんだけれども、
It depends.
そう、だから私もね、そのデータをわざわざダウンロードしてみたの、一部ね、なんか見えるかなと思って、で私が見た中では企業で、はっきりヒットしたのは、電通アジアファンドっていうのと、トランスコスモスとか、あとはもうマンションの一室みたいな、で大体渋谷区とか港区、だから広尾とか、なんか高級マンションみたいなね、
well,
やつだったけど、
214,000 offshore companies. I mean, that's a huge, huge, amount of data that they're talking about.
で、もちろんマフィアとかヤクザとかのやつも入ってたらしいし、で、アイスランドなんてもう、was it president? Prime Minister? Prime Minister. もう辞任になっちゃったもんね。まあ、さすがに、皆さん納税してくださいね、で税が足りないから増税しますよとか言ってる人が、こうやって節税しまくってるっていう。
Well, you know how much taxes they're paying over in Iceland too.
Yeah, そうだよね、高いからね、税率。
Yeah.
そうだから、それはみんなに怒られるのは仕方ないんだけど。
Yeah, and Cameron in the UK, his father is was directly implicated
okay.
by this. And then...
まあ中国もだよね、親族が。
And then he was... he was saying, like, this is an invasion of my... This is a private matter. And meanwhile, he was the one, like, so involved in, like, the surveillance and...
Right.
He actually made a statement, like, it's been too long that civilians can just... All they have to do is not break the law and we'll leave them alone. Those days are over. He was
What?
Saying stuff like that. He's
What
such a piece of shit.
What is he talking about?
He's the worst.
Oh.
I don't know. The guy in Australia is pretty bad too. But.
So, 中国もだよね。だから、思いっきり情報統制をして、まあ、この話が国民に漏れないように、
yeah.
っていうふうにはなってるみたいだけど。It's crazy. Like, だから5月楽しみだよね。
This is a huge, huge blow.To Hillary yeah. Clinton.
To Hillary oh, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. yeah, even if she isn't directly implicated. In fact, Bernie Sanders specifically talked about this issue like years and years ago.
Okay.
There's video of him talking about Panama being a tax haven for government officials. Like, he's been on top of this shit for so long. So... Obviously, huge kudos to Bernie and his efforts.
Right.
You know,
so
addressing
why
this issue.
Why is Hillary going to be in trouble because of this?
Well, she's so obviously corrupt and a part of the cabal and
right.
and the status quo and everything that there's no way like she has no connection to this.
Bernie Sanders won in was it Wisconsin? Like in the recent. Thing.
I'm not sure.
So he's not like completely out or anything yet. So
so they did the West Coast recently and the West Coast is a lot more liberal and not in the Clinton status quo sense
right.
either. So
right.
I think he's still in it.
Mm.
I mean, this whole thing is good for his campaign for sure.
Right.
Because he's been talking about this his whole campaign. He's been talking about corruption and he's been talking about the huge amounts of money that Hillary Clinton has been paid by Wall Street.
Right.
We know this. And she's completely in bed with all those people. Like
right.
it's obvious at this point. So this whether the timing of this release has something to do with the American or the U.S.
election.
Presidential election, I don't know.
Mm.
But
so
it's just as effective either way.
なんかアメリカの有名人の名前があんまり入ってないっていうのを指摘されてるよね。
Mm.
それがなんでなんだろうみたいな。その他そのヨーロッパとかの有名ななんかメッシとかサッカー選手とか、ニコ・ローズバーグとか F1 の、
right.
とかそういう人の名前は思いっきり書いてあるのにっていうのは結構言われてるね。
Yeah. Well, for guys like Messi, I mean, the guy he kicks a ball around for a living. Like he's not, you know, he's probably not even aware.
Yeah.
He may not.
Yeah, and again, あのこれそれ自体は違法ではないからね。別に節税するっていうこと自体は。So, ただそのだから本当に政治家とか首脳とかになるとね、さすがに。
Well, there's tax avoidance.Which is legal, and then tax evasion, which is illegal.
Right. So, あとこれの問題はあれなんだよね。あのお金の出所を明らかにしなくてよくなるわけだから、マネーロンダリングとか、まあだから賄賂でもらったお金をこっちに流すとかができちゃうっていうことだから問題なんだけど。
And this Panamanian corporation knowingly laundered a huge amount of money that was involved in this. I forget what it was, some like robbery in the UK.
Wow.
Like some decades ago where they stole millions and millions of dollars.
で、なんか面白いのは、このモサック・フォンセカ社っていうのは別に悪いことはしてないって言ってるんだけども、メールとかを見ると、そのクライアントの名前が全部ハリー・ポッターとか、インゴなんだよね。
James Bond.
そう、その時点でもう怪しさ満開すぎるよっていう。
They're all named after like James Bond movies or something.
Yeah. Well, the one I saw was Harry Potter and like some other Winnie the Pooh とか、
mm-hmm.
とりあえずそういうキャラクターの名前を毎回使ってるっていう。だからまあこれ誰でも見れるから、あの英語だけどダウンロードできるから気になる人は見てみた
い。People have said that this is the it's the fappening for the IRS, which is the Internal Revenue Service. Which is kind of true.
Is it?
Yeah, for tax enforcers, of course this is.
But fappening is like, the intention was evil. It was for the money. But these guys are not doing this for the money, obviously.
Well, so. I'm talking about the fapping part of...
Oh, fapping part. Oh, for the IRS.
Yeah, from the perspective of the IRS, this is the fapping.
Right. そうだね、確かに。IRS の視点だけで考えたらね。
I didn't want to go into that much detail, but...
Yeah, そうだね。確かに。Yeah, it must be heaven for them.
次。
でもびっくりしたのは、日本の政府が、これは調査しませんってする予定はないって言ったっていうのが、あの各国の対応と真逆すぎて。
How bad do you think tax evasion is in Japan? I bet it is colossal.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, no one would be surprised, I think.
Yeah. A UCL, is that right? A UCL study published in Nature Communications has found that situations in which subjects had a 50% chance of receiving an electric shock were the most stressful, followed by a 100% and then 0% chance of receiving a shock. 45 volunteers played a computer game in which they flipped rocks over and had to guess whether or not there would be a snake underneath. When there was a snake, the participant would receive a painful electric shock to the hand. The researchers tracked the user's level of uncertainty by analyzing their guesses with a computational model. They found that they could predict the user's stress levels from the level of uncertainty when selecting a rock. Lead author Archie De Burker explains the findings as follows. It turns out that it's much worse not knowing you are going to get a shock than knowing you definitely will or won't. We saw exactly the same effects in our physiological measures. People sweat more and their pupils get bigger when they are more uncertain.
Nature Communications に掲載された UCL の研究で、人は電気ショックを与えられる確率として 0%、50%、100% と言われたときに 50% と伝えられているときが一番ストレスが大きいことが分かりました。45人の被験者にコンピューターゲームで複数の岩の中から好きなものを選ばせ、その下に蛇がいた場合には手に電気ショックが与えられます。チームは被験者の反応からどれぐらい答えに自信があるかを計算モデルを使用して測り、それをもとにストレスレベルを予測することに成功しました。研究を率いたアーチー・デ・ブーカー教授は以下のように述べています。電気ショックを絶対に受けるとか絶対に受けないとはっきり分かっている時よりも、受けるか受けないか分からない時の方が格段にストレスを感じることが分かりました。分からない状態だと人はより汗をかき目の瞳孔も開きます。これさ、なんか人によることもあるのかな。これ今45人じゃんやってるの、なんかさ、私は分からないとすごい嫌なタイプなわけよ。だから環境問題とか、何、エイズの話とか何でもいいんだけど、分からないと怖いから知りたい。で、知ったら、その答えがどんなに怖い答えだとしても、知ることで安心するみたいな。まあそういうことじゃん、この研究も。でもさ、人によってはさ、知りたくない人も結構多くない？その分かる方が怖いから、分かんないままうやむやの方が安心するみたいな人もいるじゃん。そういう人はこの実験やったらどうなるんだろうね。
Well, if you can, in this case, whether like if you're gonna get shocked, then you're gonna get shocked. It's already determined, right?
Yeah.
But what I think you're talking about is sort of an ignorance is bliss sort of thing, where you can avoid it entirely. Like, of course, those people would just be like, I'm not gonna, I don't know, participate, I guess.
Right. Ah, so か. そっかそっか。絶対にコンセクエンス受け入れるわけじゃないもんね。
I mean, they're still existing in a state of unknowing, but there's no inevitability built in for them.
Right, right, right.
Whereas in this case, you're inevitably going to get shocked or you won't get shocked.
確かに。そっか。まあでもそれは 50% が一番嫌だよね。考えただけでも。
Mm, well,
どっちかわかんないで待ってる時が一番嫌じゃんね。
Yeah. I think that's why like medical diagnoses or something, it can be really stressful.
Yeah.
You can think that something's wrong with you, but you don't know.
そうだね。
But if you just found out that something was wrong with you, then
that makes you feel better.
Yeah.
Somewhat, yeah.
It depends how bad it is.
Right.
But your speculation is going to contain results that are worse than the actual news.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうだね。いや、わかんない方が怖いもんね。その wondering してる状態。なんか、ああ、どうかな、どうかな。それが一番嫌だよね。
Well, we're always doing it too. It's basically the only thing that we do.
What do you mean?
Is wonder about stuff and then find out.
Right.
right. I mean, it's a huge part of what we're doing all the time. Right?
I guess.
Like when you have a conversation with someone, you don't know what they're going to say and you don't know what you're going to say, but eventually you say it and then...
I guess. I'm not really... Are you really wondering though? Like, oh, I wonder what this person says next. Like, Or I'm just like, or you're just
I'm wondering all the time、
waiting.
About everything.
Oh.
And as soon as something is found out, then I just kind of move on or、I internalize it and use it to find out the next thing, if that makes sense.
I hate wondering when it comes to relationships.、I mean, it's so stressful, right?、So now that I'm married, like, that's one of the best things. Like,、I don't have to wonder about anything anymore.
Well...But if you're single, you don't wonder much either.
True.
Right?
True. I mean, when you're in a relationship or when you're about to go into a relationship or, you know.
One of the most stressful things is like the jealousy that comes from relationships is totally coming out of this 50% zone.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, I wonder if he's cheating on me. Like, I wonder, is this going to work? Am I wasting my time?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? Is this official?
So, so, so.
You know?
So, you know. So, so,
and it's
so,
all,
so,
it's all those questions.
Yeah. No more wondering. That's one of the best things.
And I guess,
for me.
You know, the whole deal with marriage is like, let's put some of these uncertainties to bed. Who are we kidding?
Yeah, it's like,
we're
let's
stuck
get real.
With each other.
Yeah, let's just get real.
We're both stuck. Let's just admit it.
Yeah. No, it's not that negative, okay? It was all positive.
But it's taking that
it's
source、
like、
of anxiety out, right?
Yeah, and you don't have to like dance around certain topics anymore, like financial situations to, you know, whether you want kids or not, to, you know, about future or whatever.
Right.
You can just ask each other, right? So
it's a form of sinking almost, right?
Form of sinking.
Sink, like synchronizing your phone to your computer
or
something.
Yeah, it's like you can kind of put everything on the table now and you can ask anything and the other person is not going to freak out.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, are we going to be together forever? And the other person is not going to run away.
Yeah, so are there other, I mean, I guess there are other sources of anxiety, but uncertainty is definitely one of the most significant ones, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think religion does that a lot too.
Oh God, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know how many questions you have... When you're not religious versus religious.
最近私さ、その小学校3年生の時の日記を見つけたっていう話をコラムに書いたんだけど、そこにも、まあ、コラムには書かなかったけど、その日記の中に、まあ、私はすごいキリスト教の学校に通わされてたから、 8歳とかだよ、8歳の時点でなんかもし人がみんな死んだら天国に行くんであればなぜ一回死ななきゃいけないのかなみたいなことが書いてあるわけよ、mm-hmm. It's like why can't we all just go to heaven? Like why do we have to go through death first?
Yeah.
Like that just sounded so unreasonable to me when I was 8, right? So all these questions, like all these wonderings, and なんか怖いじゃん。
Yeah.
Like is it even real? Like does heaven exist and whatnot?
I had the weirdest thing happen the other day. You know the Admiral Akbar?
What's that?
Admiral Akbar is this like, he's like a military commander in Star Wars. He's like, he's the guy, he's a meme where it says like, it's a trap. And okay. It shows, you haven't seen that?
I mean, I'm sure I've seen it, like, but I just don't remember.
It's a trap meme?
No.
Well, that guy passed away recently.
Okay.
And I was just thinking, like, I was like kind of, it's kind of, I mean, you're always somewhat bummed out when you like read that someone died. And so I was kind of thinking right. about them. And then his whole meme, his whole message was, it's a trap. And I had this weird like moment in my head where it's like, life is a trap. Like if you're born, then you're kind of trapped.
Right.
Like you're going to die.
Yeah.
And that was his like legacy. I don't know. It was just a weird thought I had.
So freaking random.
I know. But yeah.
でもなんとなくわかるけど、その It's like I was just thinking the other day, like I feel like when I was young, people try to make it seem like life is wonderful. Like all the time.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it?
And life is supposed to be always wonderful, mm-hmm. but life is hard. And I kind of wish that people told me that earlier so that yeah. I could kind of manage my expectation. Like in Disney movies or whatever, it's always like, in the end, it's all going to be good. And Disney characters are still young at the end of the mm-hmm. story, but it's like, you know, it's all good from here on. So I don't know. I just realized that I had this expectation growing up, and that's what yeah. made my life even harder, because I kept getting shocked constantly
yeah.
of what was happening to me. And I had this weird thing where like, why is this happening to me? Like it wasn't supposed to be like this, mm-hmm. you know, but that's normal, you know? So I don't know.
Well, we do it.
I was just thinking about that.
It is hard, and I don't know. Yeah, you find out like the Tooth Fairy's not real, Santa Claus isn't real, everyone is going to die. Like, you wrote that when you were like 8 years old? But how did you know that you were going to die? How did you find out that you personally are right. also going to die? I mean, we watch it in you watch any Hollywood movie, there's like 60 dudes getting gunned Shot, down yeah. with Uzis and stuff, yeah. but nobody blinks an eye.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I really often think about these expectations. And the other day I was listening to the new season of Serial, which is about Bo Bergdahl, the, you know, the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, they were kind of talking about like why he walked off and, you know, like why he just did it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, some guy, like a high up guy in the military or something, was saying that you look at him and say like, oh, I can't believe he did this. Like, why did this happen? Like, who should we blame? Blah, blah, blah. But then in the end, in a war, this is normal. Mm-hmm. Like young kids who are there will go crazy. They yeah. will do something stupid. You know, and because of that stupidity, people will die. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not always that, you know, they're fighting against the enemies and enemies get them. No, like some people would mm-hmm. die with stupid reasons, and that's war. And That's another, you know, that's another expectation, right? Like people kind of expect something else. So they look at these, this case and people will be like, why, how did this happen? But, you know, you signed up for a war as a nation.
People shoot themselves in the fucking head all the time.
Yeah. So, I mean,
like a lot
of it happens.
Well, I don't know about it happens, but, for sure. I think our modern society is very uneasy when it comes to the mind and craziness.
Yeah.
And anything that's, but there are people everywhere that are slightly crazy, partially. I think we all are in some weird way. Nobody has like the exact picture of exactly what's going on in the world and it's all accurate. Like that's not how it works. So of course, in a really high stress environment like that, like it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not surprising, or at least it shouldn't be.
そうそうそう。それをなんかその人が言ってて。
But if you got on a space capsule right now and they were going to send you to Mars, I feel like,
are you going to become Steve Buscemi?
You could easily lose your mind. You could easily lose your mind and nothing's happened. All you have to do is just chill. Just chill until it gets to Mars.
Yeah.
Dude, just chill. All you have to do is not lose your mind.
Yeah.
That's your whole mission.
Yeah.
Still.
Steve Buscemi situation. Right?
Yeah.
Or Matt Damon situation in not the Martian. But.
Yeah, I, like what you were saying, or what you wrote when you were 8, I really like the idea. I don't know if like is the right word, but I'm fascinated by the apocalypse, the zombie outbreak, the meteor impact, the super volcano, UFO lands on the White House lawn, you know. The apocalypse, which is something that a lot of people are familiar with. We've made a lot of movies about it.
Yeah.
But the apocalypse is really an absurd thing to worry about when your apocalypse is imminent and
right.
unavoidable. Mane. Right? So the apocalypse as it's depicted in movies and books and all these things, and you can get into all the details of what would really happen if zombies really showed up and who's the guy that actually directly speaks to the aliens, all these details.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the apocalypse is just a macrocosm of your own personal experiential dilemma where you have to come to terms with your own mortality, right?
Yeah. Guess. I mean, I'd rather die peacefully at a hospital than getting eaten by zombies, but sure.
Yeah, well,
I mean, it's more dramatic. Maybe it's better. I don't know. Maybe it's more dramatic. It's more fun. More exciting.
Yeah, but just, you know, the concern for the apocalypse is a bit absurd.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for certain people who are, like, actually, you know, believing in some weird predictions and stuff, and like preppers.
There's a prediction for next year, I think, fall of next year. There's some, I forget his name. I forget the guy's name, but there's this new like cult leader.
Wait, is it about the pole changes? Like North Pole, South Pole? Like it's changing on Earth and everyone's going to die. No,
I don't.
Because I read that recently.
Oh, where did that come from?
Like some, like jiba ga yowamatteru toka nan toka. They have a basis to believe that that's. I mean, it has happened on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that it's going to happen soon. And when that happens, they say that 70% of all the living things will die because what was it? Because when it's shifting, there's going to be less atmosphere or something.
Birds will fly the opposite direction.
I don't know. They said that it's going to be like Mars for a certain period of time on Earth, and that's how everyone dies.
Yeah, that's definitely not true.
Yeah, so there are tons of these things, right? Like, yeah, always.
Always.
It's like this month, next month, next year, 2 years later, like, you know.
Yeah.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why do people believe such strange things?
I don't know, maybe it's exciting.
It's because of the anxiety of uncertainty, right? The anxiety of uncertainty drives us towards...
Right.
All these different beliefs.
まあそうだね、確かに。あの、それで死ぬって分かった方が自分がどうやって死ぬか分からないよりは怖くないっていうことなのかもね。
Yeah, that's exactly what this study is sort of suggesting, right?
そうだね。Yeah.
And we don't really require evidence to believe things.
Right, yeah, obviously.
By definition of belief.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Some researchers have suggested that evidence of carnage in the human fossil record suggests that violence is innate to human beings. However, Japanese researchers have found evidence to the contrary in a study on the hunter-gatherer Jomon period from 13,000 to 800 BC in Japan. Their analysis of the bones from that period, consisting of some 2,500 early human skeletons, found minimal evidence of conflict. The researchers found that only 0.89% of the bones had any damage indicative of violence, which is significantly lower than the rates found among hunter-gatherer groups in Europe, which came in between 12 and 14%. The researchers made the following statement about the study. It is possibly misleading to treat a few cases of massacre as representative of our hunter-gatherer past without an exhaustive survey. We think warfare depends on specific conditions, and the Japanese data indicate that we should examine these more closely.
人類の化石から虐殺などの痕跡が見られることから、これまで暴力というものは人類にもともと備わっていると専門家たちは指摘してきました。しかしそれを疑問視する結果が、紀元前1万3000年から800年代、日本の縄文時代に関する研究から明らかになりました。当時の狩猟採集民2500人分の骨を分析したところ、争いの痕跡はほとんど見られず、0.89% においてのみ暴力の痕跡が残っていました。ヨーロッパの狩猟採集民では12-14% だったため、比較すると大幅に少ないことがわかります。チームは以下のように述べています。大虐殺を数件確認したからといって、それが狩猟採集社会全体を表しているというのは誤解を生む可能性があります。戦争というのは特定の要素次第で起きると考えており、今回の日本のデータによって、そうした要素をさらに分析していく必要があることが分かりました。
うん、
まあ、だから猫と一緒じゃない？猫もさ、あの、餌を取り合わないといけないような、餌が足りない状況だと、お互い喧嘩するけど、
うん、
餌がいつでもある状態になったら、喧嘩しないで分け合って仲良く暮らせるじゃん。で、どっちが本当の猫の姿かとかいう問題じゃないっていうかさ。だから人間もそうなんじゃない？だからもともと備わってるとか備わってないとかじゃなくて、ただ、環境において、
Cat behavior is weird because they're so domesticated and
but we're domesticated too.
Well, but we influence the cat's behavior, so it's kind of a weird example to pick, right?
I guess, but it's not like the cats are trained to fight each other
well,
for food, right?
It's
That's
interesting.
What they do.
It's definitely interesting that it all over Europe, there was so much conflict.
なんでだろうね?
At the time. Well, we are sort of a tribal people. Even Native Americans who were not so resource obsessed were competing with each other.
Right.
I do think that competition, like, is definitely an inherent quality of human beings, but I don't think it has to be violent. If that makes sense.
Right.
Because if we can find instances, because there's been resistance to this particular study stating, well, this is an exception. It was an island nation. It was isolated. It had a highly homogenous population. You know, so these aren't the circumstances that were in place in Europe and other places.
Right, right.
Right. So, but the fact that that's possible in any significantly sized population, I guess, is either homogeneity, or we can become homogeneous, or at least friendly to each other through culture, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
確かに縄文時代とか超平和そうだもんね。
But genetically, we're the same, more or less, right? And there are civilizations that are getting along just fine today.
Yeah.
Right? Doesn't that count?
I guess.
If we're talking about the inherent nature of human beings, right?
Yeah.
It's weird to think, you know, are we still human, like purely human beings? Like, do we still have our own innate nature? Do you know what I mean? Because if you trace it back, you're just going to get to monkey, right? So we've kind of drawn these lines between, like, Homo sapien and Homo erectus.
And yeah. Then,
but I think in reality, those lines don't actually exist.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I mean, what's innate or not is, I don't know.
If it's a weird question, if it's innate, then peace in the world in the future is less likely, right? There will inevitably another outburst of violence. We will always be warring with each other.
Well, I mean, as I said, isn't it more like? I mean, we're animals, so isn't it more like the cat situation where, you know, it depends, just like these guys are saying, it just depends on some factors. So it's not the question of whether it's innate or not. It's more like what drives us to be violent or not, no? Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
At least that's what I think.
Oh, so we're like cats, so...
So it's like if it's, you know, if something is threatening your own survival, then you will fight. But when that's not necessary, you don't. Because you have that yo-yo to be nice to each other, right?
But can we make a statement about those circumstances? Can we make a statement about this? You're saying, you know, you're kind of separating the circumstances from human beings, but I think that human beings are also generating those circumstances that we're talking about. Do you know what I'm
saying?
We're
generating it?
Yeah. So yeah, cats, there's food, there's no food, you know, scarcity, maybe they fight, maybe.
No, but whatever. I mean, for example, but like
the circumstances that we're talking about are also human generated.
Like, for example, the immigrant issues, you know, like, we can be nice to each other if we look the same, but then we can't be nice to each other when we look different from them, right? I mean, when it's visibly different.
But we can look the same and then be horrible to each other, too. That happens all the time. That was happening. That is still happening, right?
I guess.
Like, ideological differences, obviously, have been a huge source of warfare, regardless of your ethnic background.
Right.
Right?
Like religion?
Yeah.
Oh, so when you mentioned generating it, were you talking about religion and stuff?
Everything. All of everything.
Like oil.
We have to take everything and pack it into, like, what humans do. since yeah. that's what we do. That's right. who we are, right?
Right.
So built into that, is it something that we cannot avoid? I guess is the core question here. Like, is it something that we cannot avoid? Like, we will be fighting each other. We have always been fighting each other. We will always fight each other, sort of mentality, right?
Yeah.
And so
maybe we would stop fighting each other once aliens come and try to invade us, you know, then.
But that's their influence, right?
We don't have to.
So what is the innate human quality? If we look at, you know, Jane Goodall hangs out with these monkeys and monkeys fight each other, right? Tribes of, I don't know, tribes? What do you call groups of monkeys?
I don't know.
Monkey groups go and attack other monkey groups, you know, for, it's a weird territorial thing. It's a weird...
Yeah, it's totally like us and them, right? It's always yeah. us and them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, bringing a girl like that, I mean, individually becoming a friend with a human girl, like that's not really a problem, right?
Yeah.
This is why I love watching zombies.
Why?
TV shows, because it's really about that, like between human groups.
Mm.
You know, you kind of, zombies are kind of like environmental issues or whatever the humans are supposed to be fighting against together.
Mm-hmm.
But then in like Walking Dead right now, like humans are still like fighting each other
mm-hmm.
because they think that they can't trust each other. And, you know, being friends is just too dreamy.
Yeah.
So they still like kill each other and stuff. And that has become like one of the big issues or one of the big topics in the latest season. And it's really interesting because, you know, you can kind of forget about politics and paying tax or whatever. And you can only just right. think about like human nature or, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, but it's also a shitty TV show.
It's not shitty.
And I have other ways of thinking about human nature.
Because I always think about it when I watch it.
But that's the pessimistic view, right? That's...
No. It's like they're in between because, you know, you want to like preserve the human species, right? As
soul.
A human. I mean, in the zombie apocalypse situation.
Really?
So,
I don't know about that.
Well, they do at least because they're still alive, right? But
they just want to preserve themselves, no?
Yeah.
They're not like, we have to save the human race.
But the problem right? is like, if there are more people out there, if they die,
mm-hmm.
they're going to become zombies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you, like, maybe you want to save them, you want to help mm-hmm. them, but then, you know, you have
it's
to share resources.
It's way easier to just shoot them after they become zombies, right?
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah, humans yeah. are more threatening than zombies, I guess.
I would rather fight a person than a zombie.
Really?
Even just one.
What?
Yeah.
I'd rather kill a zombie than a human.
Well, threat level, I feel like a zombie is more threatening. Because if I get scratched, then I'm done.
No, it depends on the sette, right? In Walking Dead, they're all infected. So when they die, however they die, they turn into a zombie. So
wait, what does that mean?
They're somehow all infected. So
they're a zombie.
Yeah, so if you die, you become a zombie. If you get bitten by a zombie, you die fast.
What?
Yeah.
But so you can get infected, but you don't become a zombie?
Until you die, no. If your health is like,
but they're
okay.
all infected? So stupid.
It's not. It's fun.
I tried watching that show, and it was the most contrived. Like, it was just the
it's
worst.
It's so much fun.
It was like, oh, my husband is missing. And then his, like, best friend comes over, and they're schmanging. And then, you know, it's like, oh, what are... We have to go get tools from the city. I don't know.
What?
It was stupid. I was like, I can't watch this shit. Get me out of here.
I really like it. It's fun.
Well, this whole thing, our innate nature, is mankind good? Are we a good thing? Or are we, some hellish incarnation? Are we both?
Yeah, I think so.
But is that something, maybe that's just decided at the end of the world? Like when the world ends, we'll know, okay, we fucked up. Or if it doesn't, and
it's kind of like a religious-y way of looking at it, no? Because like dinosaurs, like they didn't get that kind of judgment where like
the only reason,
you were good or you were bad. That's why you have to be wiped out.
Well, the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because of these ideas in our culture from religion. For example, Christianity basically is suggesting that man is fallen, that our society, our like humankind fucked up, and we're here to ask for forgiveness, to redeem ourselves, or to,
are you talking about Adam and Eve
ate from the tree of knowledge and then now we have to like wear clothes and we're ashamed and we're just, and we just have to just hang on until Jesus Christ returns and then we can, check his hands.
So self-awareness is the sin, basically?
Well, I believe it states in the Bible, that it's forbidden to eat from the tree of knowledge because they will become as we are, that with the, by acquiring information that we are transcending natural human biology and are approaching a more omniscient and omnipresent godlike world managing presence on the planet, which is an oddly deep concern for a cosmic gardener.
Yeah. Well,
like God.
I mean, it could make sense, right? Because if we stayed non-self-aware, or if we stayed like monkeys, then we wouldn't have destroyed the environment. We wouldn't have, had wars like this, at least in this kind of level.
Well, yeah, there's...
So maybe we really shouldn't have ate that.
Well, maybe eating, it sort of kicked the whole thing off. You eat the fruit. Everything was chill. And then you eat the fruit and then...
Suddenly you're aware of everything.
Then
that you're naked.
It kickstarts the whole experiment. The whole thing is running now. And so...
God, I wish they didn't eat it. I wish they didn't eat it.
We don't know.
Then we could have been at peace, maybe. Like, some other animals. Just
right.
Do our own thing. And no Facebook. No, nothing.
No, Facebook is just one step on the path to godhood, right?
Thanks, Adam and Eve. Fuck you. my peace.
There are some weird ideas in there. For there to even be any comment at all on our nudity and its appropriateness is weird.
Yeah.
For it to even be mentioned in the Bible is weird, right?
Yeah, maybe the mushroom theory is right. And some people ate the mushroom and they figured out that we're better off not eating it and stayed kind of
right,
like an animal.
Yeah.
And try to tell everyone to not eat it, but people don't listen, so they ate it and now here we are. What if that's what actually happened?
I heard something. Where did this come from? This idea that birds actually...
Are dinosaurs?
Well, that, but more interestingly, birds... For birds, the fourth dimension doesn't exist.
What does that mean?
And so, well, we are very aware of the fourth dimension, right?
Right.
Animals over time have, it's been a process of conquering more and more dimensions. From the single
right.
cell, you have sensors. Like, first it was just like, you know, really basic, I don't know, osmosis or something. But pretty soon we add eyes and we add ears.
Right.
And the brain is getting larger and it's responding to stimuli in real time. But at some point along the line, and it wasn't at the beginning, and it seems to have been post-bird, animals began to exist in the fourth dimension, which is really what consciousness is, in a sense.
Right.
Right. So the way a bird wouldn't have consciousness is that it operates on a more reactive plane. And there used to be this huge mystery about homing pigeons and how homing pigeons would find their nest or whatever,
right.
Or wherever they're homing to. And nobody could figure it out.
Okay.
They tried all sorts of experiments. They would take pigeons and put them in like centrifuges and drive them hundreds of kilometers away. They release the pigeon. It's seen nothing.
Right.
It has no references whatsoever. They were spinning it in a container for hundreds of kilometers.
Something.
They release the pigeon.
Yeah.
It flies in a circle once, and then it flies straight in a perfect beeline right back to the location that it came from.
Hmm.
So scientists were like, how is this possible?
Yeah.
Nothing makes sense. There's no visual cues. There's no...
Right.
It's like, it doesn't make any sense at all. And so one theory for how the homing pigeons did it was that they don't live in the fourth dimension. That they've already gone back to the fucking... I don't know. There was like some crazy, that life actually operates in an oddly deterministic way. And so that somehow explained how, pigeons were able to see the future. And, that's what they were using to,
what?
But I think we found out it has something to do with,
their eyes, right? They can probably see the magnetic field.
Magnetic.
Yeah, that
it has
makes
something
more
to do with
to
the
me.
Magnetic fields, but we still don't really know exactly how
yeah.
they do it or what it has to do with quantum phenomena.
Right.
But the quantum phenomena aspect of it might have some connection to
yeah.
the fourth dimension in some weird way. Since the quantum
right.
level is where we start dealing with causality and
right.
Symmetry breaks in like particle spin and stuff like that. So who knows?
Pigeons. お話終わりですか?
Did you see the Illusion VR GIF that's so popular right now?
No.
There's a new...
I was totally away from the internet for the past week, so...
All that FOMO built up.
No.
I have
zero FOMO. Like, I didn't even want to, like...
It cured your FOMO, you think?
I don't really have FOMO to begin with. Or maybe
yeah,
that's
do.
Not true.
Yeah,
that's so not true. But when I'm totally away, like, I don't get that. It's like, I don't really give anything. Yeah, so what's this, Jeff?
Well, some Japanese company came out with a new VR system that's gone viral on the internet.
Why?
Because it's this guy wearing a headset, but
oh,
he's
wait.
Wearing a full suit.
え、おっぱい揉んでるやつ?
Yeah.
あー、見た。あ、ジフは見てない。ジフは見てないでも。写真で見た。
全然治ってないじゃん。
写真で見ただけ。あの、スーツ着た日本人が床に寝そべって、おっぱい、なんか、おっぱいだけかなんかこういう人形みたいのだよね。揉みながら彼が何を見てるかっていう絵、あの絵が出てるやつでしょ横に。
Well, there was a tenga attached to his waist, And there was like some complicated mechanism for moving the tenga back and forth.
Oh.
So you actually wear this suit, and then I guess you put your dick tenga, and then the suit moves the tenga while you grab these like fake boobs that are mounted to your suit.
Wait. So he wasn't just grabbing boobs. He was actually receiving masturbation.
I don't think you can receive masturbation.
Receive hand job, tenga job.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I don't,
in front of everyone?
I don't think he was in the tenga.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We can check if you'd like. Yeah.
Soっか.
What would the female version of this look like? It just has like three,
like male torso.
Three dicks. I don't know.
What?
What
Who
is
wants
the...
three dicks?
I don't know.
Just torso with the dildo.
I'm sure some people do.
I guess. Know. And you can have sex with like your dream celebrity and stuff.
Yeah.
Because この日本のアニメだったもんね。あの画像を見たら。彼が見てるもん、対象はアニメだったもん。
Right. For him personally, that's probably the most effective. But I would prefer like real.
Yeah, そうだね。
Yeah.
だからそうやってさ、こうだからいつもさ、日本がニュースになることってあんまりないわけじゃん、世界のメディアで。でこうニュースになってそんなバイラルになるっていうと大体こういうエロい話。
Yeah. Well, it's the cutting edge for this stuff. Japan is the cutting edge.
でも最近あのビデオバイラルになってたよね。なんか is Japan? How can Japan be real? みたいな。なんか誰かあの外国の人が撮った。あのすごいかっこいい日本のビデオ。なんか彼は日本の各地に行って、あの、まあ、あれどんぐらい2分とかあのビデオに。
Yeah, I think I saw it.
あのすごい古い、まあ、浅草とか古い神社からロボットレストランみたいなのとかを全部こうバーってあのマッシュアップさせたやつだったけど、そういうのはねいいけど。
All the free stuff done by foreigners in their free time is has been way more effective than any of the Japanese government.
Yeah, cool Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah. 本当そうだよ。確かにね。本当そうだよ。あのビデオの方が全然効果的だと思うよ。
Right?
うん。うん。本当にそう。まあ。
It's crazy how the gap in the production quality is where you just have one foreign dude just show up with like a DSLR and just blows everyone away. And then you have, you know,
like so
hundreds of thousands
people.
Of dollars funneling into some,
yeah,
if not
and,
millions.
And 何電通とか内閣府とかもみんなでやったやつがこれみたいな感じだもんね。
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Every time too.
Yeah. I told you I've been in one meeting and for that and I was quite disappointed. Yeah. It's like, really? This is what you guys come up with like this much budget, which is tax money? みたいな感じ。
They were having a debate today, yesterday, on whether or not reality is a simulation.
Okay.
But
wait, who's having this debate?
Like all these really, like... top scientists. Neil deGrasse Tyson was there.
Okay.
Or he was the moderator, actually.
Okay.
But it was weird to see all these people who normally wouldn't participate in this sort of a metaphysics type, almost philosophical question, and then seriously debate it.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Yet, but it's pretty interesting. Like the...
He was saying...
There are weird computer codes that we find in nature.
Okay.
Like there's some error patch code or something in browsers that we use that some scientists found just as is. In nature.
Wow.
So it just I don't see that as like, yes, we're living in a simulation.
Right, right,
but
right.
To me, it's like, we really are nature.
Right.
And that this is the proof of that. I don't know right. why it's not being interpreted that way, but to me, that's what it seems like.
Hmm.
But it's interesting.
Neil deGrasse Tyson was in Superman versus Batman.
Oh.
As Neil deGrasse Tyson.
You saw that and you didn't see Ex Machina?
No. Okay. I am married to a person who loves superhero stuff. Okay. And you're kind of like the exception. Like, I feel like all the boys love that stuff. So whenever it comes out,
okay,
we'll go watch it. Get used to it.
I can't stand superhero movies at all. Like Captain America.
Oh, I don't like Captain America.
So cool. It's like, oh my God, Spider-Man has Captain America's shield. Who cares? I don't know. I guess it's...
Well, I like Ben Affleck. He was hot, yeah. And Neil deGrasse Tyson, like... He was just on the news program in the movie commenting on Superman. Because Superman is an alien, right?
Mm.
So that was... I don't know. It was, and he's making this serious comment about it. So... This weird cameo.
The new Tesla came out.
Oh. I didn't... Well, I read the headline where it said something like there are some people like who are willing to wait for Tesla's new car for like 3 years or something. And I was like... I didn't read it, so I didn't get it. But what's that? It's delayed?
No, it's not delayed. I actually think that Tesla is bound to become... It's a very small company, even still.
Yeah.
But I think Tesla's... I think their new car is basically the next iPod. And I think Tesla is going to become an enormous company.
Is that much cheaper or something?
It's like... I think it's $35,000 before incentives.
300万、400万弱ぐらいってことか
But you can expect like 50万ぐらい of incentives.
Right.
So it's a cheap car and it's completely electric.
Right.
It's probably the safest car in its class. And this, no one has announced this yet, but I saw the interior of the new Tesla and to me, it seems obvious that this car will be able to drive by itself.
Oh.
And when that's revealed, or if that is in fact true and it's revealed...
Like, what made you think that?
Just the way that the user interface is arranged. It looks like you'll be able to... put the steering wheel away almost. Huh. It doesn't look like they moved a lot of the interface over into a touch screen and it looks like the steering wheel. I mean, this is totally speculation. I could be wrong, but to me, it looks like they're selling a $30,000 car that you can charge for free at any of their places that will be able to drive itself. And I think that nobody is even slightly close to Tesla at all. But that, you know,
I'm
obviously,
sold.
Obviously I'm super biased because I'm obsessed with Elon Musk.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Just,
if I would ever get a car, like I would want Tesla. Like, why wouldn't I? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would I like instead go and buy a gasoline car?
Yeah.
When I live in fucking Tokyo.
Everyone else is dead in the water. And all the hydrogen, come on. Come on. All this money that the Japanese government's putting into hydrogen, all this hydrogen, come on. No.
Come on.
It doesn't make any sense. But yeah, that's interesting.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
Cool.
And there's a probe approaching Venus, or it's at Venus, a Japanese probe called Akatsuki, and it's going to like survey the Venusian atmosphere and
nice.
Stuff. So that'll be cool.
Interesting. JAXA, でしょ?
Yes.
Cool. お話終わり?
I think so.
All right. 文字起こしのテキスト iPhone、Android、Mac のアプリから購入できますのでよろしくお願いします。月額240円でなんと全部のテキスト読み放題っていうのやってますので激安です。あとファービンクス T シャツと宇宙トレーナー Amazon で売っておりますのでそちらもよろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
あとマミのコラム、あの昨日かな出てたから幻冬舎の文字おしゃべり読んでください。
スキューバ、
そうスキューバの話、
あ the whale shark でしょ、
そう8メートルだよ、8メートル、
うん、でかいね。
And it was like right in front of me.
How close was it?
It's like, あのね、ジンベエザメって絶対触っちゃダメなのね。彼の健康に悪いから。
ああ、弱いね。
まああと逃げちゃうし、で触っちゃダメって言われてるから、触らないようにしてるんだけど、あっちがすごい近くに来るから、逆にこっちが後ろ向けに泳がなきゃいけないぐらいの感じに近かった。
Yeah.Do people get eaten by those?
No.
But you could, no. right? Doesn't it just swim with its mouth open sometimes?
I guess, but...
You could it could like turn around and you like don't notice and you just go inside.
I guess, but right? they were like swimming pretty slowly. Like you could swim with them. Kind of. So, oh God, so majestic. It's crazy to think that we're on this planet at the same time, you know, and they're so big, but they don't want to eat you or anything. You can get that close. That's, I mean, it's crazy.
How big is a blue whale?
何
メートル? Do you know?
I don't know. I just started reading the, 何だっけ?海底2万マイル? But it's and it was talking about like whale size, but it was in feet or something, so I wasn't really paying attention. But yeah, scuba. 25, I recommend it to everyone.
25 meters.
Okay. 25.
That's more than some bite.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen those like big whales in Hawaii, but then like those ones are even.
You can't
kind
swim
of dangerous.
With those, right?
If you're super lucky, I've seen like pictures of divers, you know, finding them, but it's actually pretty dangerous because they have like a lot of hard shells living on their body. So if they accidentally hit you or touch you slightly even, you'll get like a huge cut and
from the shells,
you could die. So they always say like don't even think about getting close.
Do you know what the tail thing is about? Like, why do they stick their tail into the?
Weren't they cleaning themselves or something like that? I don't remember.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Or is that just what happens when they submerge?
Maybe.
It's so weird.
I don't know. But yeah, whale sharks were amazing, and I saw like tons of sharks and. I don't know. Diving is the best.
So when I Googled blue whale to find out how big they are, one of the first results is like, now's your chance to swim with a blue whale. HTC's Vive virtual reality headset has begun. Oh. So they have VR swimming with whales, but
cool.
You're still looking at a screen.
Yeah.
You gotta.
I mean, I think it's great if you're like afraid of water or if you're unable to swim. Mm. For some reason or whatever, but if you can swim, then you should totally do scuba diving. It's the best. I mean, I was telling my husband, like, maybe I should become a diving instructor and just live by the beach and make it my job.
Why don't you just dive more?
Because it costs money. Like, it's not cheap. Mm. So,
if you get a super license, can't you just go dive with like someone else that has a license? Just.
Yeah, you could.
Right?
You could.
And then if you have your own stuff, then you
but
can
But I get lost. I get lost even on the ground. I don't want to get lost underwater. Like,
you
that would be so
experience.
Bad.
Yeah.
I guess.
Because you've only like gone less than 5 times or something, right? How many times have you gone?
So far?
Like trips to scuba dive.
like locations. Five, six.
Right?
Yeah. But
and there are people that have gone diving like hundreds of times.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Dive numbers, like I think I'm close to 30.
Mm.
Which is not too few for a person who lives in the city, I guess.
I don't remember how to do it. I have my license, but I don't remember.
You have a license?
Yeah, I went and got my license.
Like, oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what... where'd it go? That's what that is right there.
Oh,
the red thing.
Huntala.
Yeah.
It, what are you doing then?
What do you mean?
What are you doing not going?
So, I...
What a waste.
No, I had my picture taken at the beach for the license, and I was wearing a hat that... It was all like pretty tekito, but apparently you can't wear a hat. So I have to have like my license remade where I'm like not wearing
mugiwara
bo during like the
matte mugiwara bo shi kabutteta no imi ga wakanai.
I was trying not to. It was hot.
Okay. Shoujo mitai chan.
Yeah. So once I get that straightened out, then I can dive again. But
when did you get it? Like, where did you get it?
Where did I go?
How come I don't know this?
I'm sure I've mentioned it to you, no?
I don't know. Because we went together, right, in Okinawa, mm-hmm. and you didn't have a license then.
Yeah, well, that's why I went and got a license.
In Japan? Or
yeah.
In Japan?
Yeah, I went like 5 months, 6 months ago or something.
Oh, wow. So recent. Wait, did you take the test in Japanese?
Yeah.
Wow. So you read the whole thing in Japanese?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's... You have to, like... Yeah. Instructor also. Yeah. It wasn't...
Okay.
It wasn't that bad.
Okay. Because it's weird because I had to do it in English, right? Because I got it in Hawaii.
Everything was perfect except for my picture for my license.
Right, so. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, we should totally go then. What are you doing? Just get your card fixed or whatever.
Yeah, well, I'm getting on a plane later today, actually. I'm going to LA.
Oh, yeah. そっか.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun. 入れ違いだね、だから.
Yep.
さような。 そうだ、だから来週は、
特別編。 エディター。
エディターちゃん。 久しぶりの女の子ゲストがやってきますので。
And I'll be back the week after, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Hi.
Bye.
Bye.